somebody is living or renting an apartment from a goy, and he leaves the place within 30 days of Pesach, even so, the Mechaber passes that he has to do via chometz, because he's responsible over the house, and the chometz in the house, before Pesach. The Mo says that even if a goy can move in before Pesach, even so he has to do the chometz. That's even a bigger privilege, because the new goy can bring chometz. He has to make sure that his chometz is out of the house. That's a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says, and that then you could be naked. But a kopon, a case where nobody's going to move into it, then one is required to make a bikkur chometz. This is also nogea to nechiras chometz. If you have chometz and the night of bikkur chometz, and you do a nechiras chometz the next morning, so it's also equivalent to right now you have a chiyuv bikkur, but tomorrow the chometz is going to belong to a goy. Someone's moving out of the house. So based on this, there's a machlokes achrayim whether it helps to do a nechiras chometz the next day to pater you from doing a chometz in the evening of Dikas Chometz.
Yeah.
So for Chayim and Chayodim hold and the Panami does not pater you from Dikas Chometz. The Sefer is more lenient about this. So Kitzes Machlokes. This is the source of the Chuma and many nechiras chometz areas still have to do something which they call nechiras Yud Gimel, which basically means you're not selling the chometz before the morning. The chometz still yours till the morning, but the areas that you close off are rented out to the guy already from before the night of, let us say, from your gimel. And by doing so, then everybody would agree, at least most Jews would agree, that since the area is not under your auspices, by the time Dikas Chometz, you put off from Dikas Chometz from those places. So if you want to save yourself to not being bugged the entire apartment, you can close up certain areas, like a field, it's preferable to write those areas down in the Pirus Chomet, so that even according to this Chayodim and Kochayim, you will be bought from Pirus Chomet. If you are renting a place on Pesach, so beside the letter of the law, it is that if you got the key before Leil Yudalit, since you are in control of the apartment now, you have to do Pirus Chomet. If you move in the morning of Erev Pesach, then the one who rented out to you was the one who was hired to do Bikas Chometz. Kamavan, it's provided that you know that he's doing his obligation. You go to a hotel, you cannot rely on the hotel doing a proper Bikas Chometz. So even if you come in an Erev Pesach in the morning, bets in the Chiyuv was on the hotel owner. Like I said, you can't rely on them to do a proper job. So you're mechuyev to do Bikas Chometz and Erev Pesach whenever you come in.
With a brother.
Without a brother.